This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live as the teams warm up. The Patriots directly below my vantage point. The boys for Liberty Christian in the white home uniforms with the red numbers and dark blue Patriots across the chest. They got the little red polka dots up on the shoulder and on the pant legs as well. The Irish in their forest green road uniforms with the Vegas gold trim down to my left. Like their shooting shirts, they say family on the front in all capital letters. I like it. Okay. The Sales boys under head coach Greg Fazari. Greg Fazari taking the helm back after Nick Hazeltine gave it up over the summer. Nick, I think, coached 3 years. This is Greg coached 11 years. He coached the 98-99 season through the 2007-2008 season, took a couple teams to the state tournament. One of his assistants, John Lesko, the superintendent of the principal superintendent of the Catholic schools. John, also a former head coach, who's taken a team to the state tournament. So a lot of years of experience on the coaching staff down there. And a couple of young assistants, Eric and Kevin Minyagi. Kevin, also a DeSales alum, watching the players warm up. DeSales boys lost a tough one at home Tuesday in their season opener to Asotin by a score of 56-53. DeSales is right in there. Two teams remaking their rosters somewhat. Asotin was a state tournament team last year. They lost eight seniors off that team. And DeSales, I thought the positives were they played really hard on defense the whole game, and they never gave up. They had it down to a three-point game at the end after trailing by double digits for most of the second half. I just couldn't quite get over the hump. Coy Frucci led the Irish in scoring. The 6-foot junior had 17 points. Bobby Holtzinger had 14 in that game. Matt Miedema also in double figures with 10. But I thought it was a very good season over for the DeSales boys from an effort standpoint. The defense was good at times. Asotin did get a lot of shots up in the first quarter. They scored 18 first quarter points. The DeSales put the clamps on them for the most part after that, except for a little run at the start of the third quarter. But that run did get their lead up to about 14 points, I think it was. And DeSales offensively never could get in sync. And that's typical at the start of the season. First game, first year under a head coach, Greg Fazari, who's been around the school for a long time, but hadn't been their head coach at all. So the Irish boys will try to get it rolling here in their first league game. The Liberty Christian Patriots boys opened their season with a win over Touche, 69-35, and then lost on the road at Kittitas Tuesday against the defending state champion Coyotes in the post-Brock Rave era. Brock Rave, of course, the state's all-time leading scorer, graduated from Kittitas last year and became a member of the Gonzaga program, but had to leave the school for unknown reasons. But anyway, Kittitas, a proud program, and I was talking to Liberty Christian coach Reese Loeffler. He said the Coyotes just were hot from three. They made five first-quarter threes as actually outscored Kittitas after that, but still points on the road. So Liberty Christian's boys, after a rough first quarter at Kittitas, sounds like they played very well in a tough place to play, but they come in with 0-1 in the conference, 1-1 overall. Liberty Christian was 10-13 last year and 1-0 and out at the district tournament. The Irish boys, 10-11 last year, did not qualify for district tournament play. Well, we're getting close to the time where the players go over to the bench and get the lineups started or announced. I'm going to take a break, gather up the starting lineups, and set those for you when we come back of an FM KHSS.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Richland, Washington, home of the Liberty Christian Patriots, who are over with their head coach, Reese Loeffler, talking things over. The Irish boys continue to shoot around. Greg Vasari visiting for tonight's ball game. These two teams played twice last year. 62-4, 63 at Liberty Christian. A key player for the Patriots from that team who's still with them, two junior. He had 8 and 9 points last year. He put up 30 points in that season opening win over Tushy. Tushy only scored 35, almost outscored Tushy single handedly. Another set of stats that stick out from that box score, Michael Conley, a 6'4 junior, 9 points and 11 rebounds. Conley was not on the varsity roster for the Patriots last year. Let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups for both these teams. Reese Loeffler, Liberty Christian Patriots, come in with 1 overall record, 0-1 in the conference. They will start Curtis Morgan, a 6'2 senior. He played but did not score last year. He had 9 against Tushy. Aiden Lesser, a 5'11 junior, will start. Cody Dunham, a 6'3 sophomore, will start. And then Michael Connolly, 6'4 junior. He will match Matt Medema for DeSales as the tallest players on the floor. Matt Medema for DeSales, also 6'4. And Grant McClure, he will look for his shot. He's a very lanky 6'2 junior who can shoot it quick. The DeSales defense will have to really focus on shutting him down. As I mentioned, 34 points in the season opener against Tushy on December 6th. So they'll start Morgan, a senior, the only senior who will start. 3 seniors on the roster, juniors Lesser, Conley, and the talented Grant McClure. And then the soft Cody Dunham at 6'3". So they have some height, 6'4", 6'3", 6'2", 6'2", and then Aiden Lesser at 5'11". So good height top to bottom for Liberty Christian's Patriots. Greg Pizzari will continue to experiment with his starting lineups. Coy Frucci, the 6-foot junior, starting point guard, 17 points on Tuesday against Asotin. Good game for Coy. He's a 6-foot junior. Bobby Holtzinger, the 6'2 senior who started last year, will also start again after the season opener against Asotin, where he scored 14 points. Matt Medema will get his second start of the season. The 6'4 senior had 10 against Asotin. Tim Warden, a 6'3 senior, very physical player inside. He had 13 points and 10 points in 2 games against the Patriots last year. Tim uses his physical play very well against Liberty Christian typically. And then getting the start tonight, a bit of a surprise to me, Joe Baffney, 5'9" freshman, listed as a starter by Coach Vasari. So Joe Baffney, freshman, getting the start against the Patriots. replacing Ryan Chase, who started last week, or excuse me, this past Tuesday. So that's the starting lineups for DeSales. Frucci, Holtzinger, Miedema, and Warden, and then the freshman Joe Baffner. So we're ready to go. The lineups have been announced. Both teams have taken their huddle-up break. And five white-shirted Patriots and five forest green-jerseyed Irishmen will match up. Miedema and McClure will stand in the jump circle. Matt at 6'4", McClure at 6'2", and he, I'm not very good at colors. I am teaching an art class this year. I chuckle as I say so, but I would say kind of some lime green and then kind of a pinkish orange thing going on. McClure's got, he'll be easy to spot from the toes on up. He's quite a player, and he's got the wild-looking shoes on. And the tip's controlled by the Irish. Bobby Holtzinger will get it to Joe Baffney. Joe, the freshman's going to run things with the point. Man-to-man defense by the Patriots. Now it gives out to Frucci. Right corner to Holtzinger. Holtzinger on the dribble. Drives, splits the defense. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound tip, chased down the corner by Frucci. Quick pace to the start of this one. Frucci hands off to Baffney, dribbling left to right. Little dribble motion offense, and there's a bullet pass by Holtzinger. Goes right by Frucci and off the shin of Reese Loeffler, the Patriot coach, who's sitting down at the end of the bench. So Bobby, a little too much mustard on that pass, so the Irish turn it over. Patriots first possession directly below my vantage point. In the left corner with it is Dunham. Up top it goes now to Lester. Try to get their names out of McClure. Deep three off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Frucci inside. All green shirts on the block out. Frucci into front court, too high for Warden. Off the backboard, but right to Miedema. Nice reverse, left-handed lay-in. Wow, that was a wild play. Kind of an alley-oop type look, but no way Tim Warden was going to go up and get that. It hit the backboard, and Miedema got it in an athletic with his back to the basket, laid it up and in, and Lesser quickly the other way scores as I try to replay the Irish bucket. We're tied at two. DeSales back in front court at the far end from my vantage point. Miedema, 17-footer straight away, won't go. Rebound, foul, and wow, physical play in there as Lesser was backing up hard against Warden, and they're going to call the foul on Tim Warden. Okay. Jimmy and Lesser tangled up, and the Irish get the first foul of the game called on them. 6:47 just underway in the first quarter. Beach team with 2 points. In the left corner, it goes to Conley. He'll fire a long jumper, won't go, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Tim Warden. Warden and Lesser really banging at each other. That's going to be a fun matchup to watch. Lesser trying to inbound it, gets it inside to Lesser. Dunham to Lesser. Swing it over to Morgan. Morgan shot won't go. Rebound, Matt Miedema. Outlet tip, but controlled by Holtzinger. Now with it is Frucci. Irish want to push it into front court. Patriots hustle back. We're tied at two. 6:20 to go, first quarter. Holtzinger left wing. Up the top to Baffney. He tries to split the defense and runs right into Holtzinger. Loses the ball. Patriots have it. Irish turn it over. McClure quickly in transition. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebounded by Lesser. Lesser's been aggressive at both ends early. McClure, a little push-off on the drive, gets in the paint and scores a little stiff arm to get some spacing. Got in the lane and put it in. The Patriots up 4-2. They'll show full-court pressure. Frucci gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger to Baffney. Baffney splits the defense. They got 3-on-2. Gets it right wing to Warden. Now they'll pull it out, get to Holtzinger. Holtzinger has it knocked away by McClure to Lesser. To McClure, and he'll lay it in over the front rim. Finger roll. He had the fingertips right up on the rim. He can get up. Irish turn it over. Patriots turn it into points. 6-2. Liberty Christian. Baffney inside gets it to Warden. Warden's up. Joe Baffney with a nice split the defense drive. Jump stop on the left block. A little wraparound bounce pass to Warden for the easy lay. A nice job by the freshman, Joe Baffney. And that foul is on Lesser. And Tim Warden finishes in the first game against the Soton. Tim Warden had a lot of opportunities to finish inside and missed a lot of them. He finished that one, and Irish are now down 6-4. Jimmy, chance to make the three-point play the hard way at the free throw line. Andrew Lyford has checked in for Corey Frucci. Jimmy makes the free throw. The Irish are down 6-5. For Frucci, Andrew, checking man-to-man on Dunham, right in his face, down to, right below my vantage point. Now they get it off to McClure. Baffney on McClure. That'll be a tough matchup for Joe. Now up top it goes to Dunham. Dunham fires a deep three out there. I'm going to go. McClure pushes inside for the rebound, scores it. That's going to be tough for Joe Baffney, a 5'9 freshman. McClure, a 6'2 junior, just shoved him out of the way, got the rebound, and put it back in. Now we've got a stoppage of play. The ball was rolling around, and that gives the Patriots a chance to sub in. So McClure has 6 of their 8 points. There's a long full-court pass by Holtzinger that's stolen by McClure. Bobby threw a lot of those to Matt Meadham in the football season, but that one didn't work. Patriots turn over the other way. Leifert tips away, controls it, gets it to Baffney. Joe on the baseline, and he's pushed and fouled. Joe Baffney, very confident out there for the freshman. And the foul is on Lesser. Aiden Lesser is a very aggressive player. He's picked up both of the Patriot fouls. 4:51 to go first quarter. Irish down 8-5. Frankie Warden has checked in for his brother, Tim. Frankie, 5'11 sophomore. They get into Leifert, fires a three, won't go. Rebound by Connolly. Connolly to McClure. They want to run it. And McClure, a little scoop to the hoop, leaves it way short, and it goes out of bounds. So McClure flipped the defense, a little up and under move, and then never got it up to the rim. Lesser comes out of the ball game and into the game for the Patriots. Isaac Hoy, a 5'11 senior. Inbound to Leifert, throws it over the top of the double team to Baffney. Baffney flips the defense, gets it to Frankie Warden on the right wing, goes up strong, shot blocked by McClure, saves it inbounds to Curtis Morgan. Irish broke the press, but McClure played the good defense. He's a between-the-leg dribble. Baffney stays with him, passes off to Morgan. Morgan now to Connolly. Connolly gets in the lane. 6'4 player, left-handed shots. Good. Nice drive. 6'4 junior got in the lane and elevated nice with a soft left-handed eight-footer from straight away. 10-5, Liberty Christian with the lead. Holtzinger on the drive. Splits the defense, gets it to meet him on wide open underneath. He lays it in. The Patriots really challenge in the full court and on the wings. If the Irish can just break that pressure and get to the paint, they've got the numbers. Irish down 10-7, 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Jump stop in the lane by Dunham. Shot won't go. Rebound tip. Last touch by DeSales as it rolls out of bounds in the far corner. Straight down the baseline from my vantage point here in the crow's nest in the corner of this gymnasium. Ryan Chase checks in for the first time. Corey Frucci back in, as is Tim Warden. Greg Pizarro gets singer Matt Meadham and Joe Baffney out of the ballgame. Hoy inbounds to Morgan. Now it goes over to Connolly. Tim Warden on Connolly. He'll step back and shoot the three now. Won't go. Rebound. Mickey Warden, good rebounding position for the 5'11 sophomore. Now Frucci pushing the step top to front. On the drive, so Timmy didn't get a chance to shoot what it would have been a wide open land. The foul was inbounded to Warden. He powers it up and in. Timmy Warden over Hoy. And Timmy Warden's got 5 in the first quarter. The Irish down 10-9. McClure in the corner to Hoy. Hoy to Connolly in the right corner. One dribble, Tim Warden right on him. Up top to McClure. Frucci on McClure. McClure drives to the elbow, kicks in the corner to Connolly, and he traveled. Connolly, little head fake and traveled. Patriots show that press. Chase inside to Frucci. Now the Patriots back off. Now Frucci hands it to Ryan Chase. Dribble drive, kick out to Warden. Warden on the drive. That's Frankie back to Chase. Now Andrew Leifert with it. Leifert takes a three, barely nicked the rim, trying to shoot over Dunham. Ball's loose, rebound tip, controlled by the Patriots. Now to McClure. McClure on the drive, stripped by Frucci. I think they're going to call a foul on Coy. And the sub tried to come in. They said, just wait. Foul is on Corey Frucci, wearing number 11. He's listed as number 20 in the program, so we'll switch that to an 11. Coy's first foul. And the free throw by McClure is good. He's got 7 of the Patriots, now 11 points. And now Nathan Morgan, a 6-foot senior, will check in for Cody Dunham. 11 to 9, and McClure hits both free throws. Patriots show pressure, now they back off. Chase inbounds to Frucci. Straight man-to-man defense now for the Patriots. Leifert now on the left wing, and up top between the circles, Frucci has it. Irish down 12-9. Frucci on the drive, puts it up off the glass, goes right by McClure and lays it in. The Sails spreading the floor, beating the Patriots 1-on-1. McClure, quick three the other way off the back iron, won't go. Rebound Chase, and he's fouled on the push by Nathan Morgan. Fundamentally, some things very well. They're spreading the floor on offense, taking the Patriots to the hoop on the drive, attacking the boards, and defensively, they're blocking out. McClure is just a very talented player who will shoot at any time. And a dribble drive by Leifert, spin to the hoop, fadeaway, 8-footer, he's got it. Andrew Leifert, nice athletic one-on-one play by Andrew Leifert. Irish down, or now take the lead, 13-12. Connolly with it, jump stop in the lane, kick. Morgan, a little head fake on Leifert, now swing it over to McClure. McClure, shaking, oh, he palmed the ball. Yes, he did, the officials call that. McClure saying, hey, I do that all the time. And he shakes heavy. If the flap part of the back of your hand is facing the court, it's going to be a palming the ball. And they got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And it's going to be on Hoy pushing off Timmy and Frankie Warden. We're both down there. And Hoy gets called for pushing one or both of them. So McClure gets called for palming the basketball. Irish trying to take advantage of the turnover at the offensive end. Five fouls already on the Patriots. Frucci on the drive, leaves it short. He split the defense, rebound by Connolly. Now to McClure, up court it goes to Lesser's back in. To McClure, back to Lesser. Lesser's shot won't go, rebound Andrew Leifert. Good position. Andrew wants to push it. He splits the defense at the top of the key, now hands it off to Frucci. Frucci, jump stop, three on the way off the iron, won't go. Rebound by Connolly. Connolly to McClure. Irish up 13-12, 1:18 to go in the first quarter. And McClure on the drive. Shot blocked by Frucci. Picked out of there by Tim Warden. Back to Frucci to Leifert. He'll fire a quick three. It's off the mark. Won't go. And Frankie Warden's going to fly in and call for rebound foul. I love the hustle, though, of DeSales. DeSales boys lead at 13. Timeout on the floor. 1:07 to go in the first quarter. Irish up 13-12. Patriots with the ball. And we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Happy holidays, Walla Walla Valley. All of us at Walla Walla Carpet One would like to thank all of our customers for another successful year. We'd like to invite you to visit our showroom for all of your last-minute projects and to help us clean out our warehouse for year-end inventory. If you need Coratec vinyl plank, we have it. If you need Karastan, Shaw, Tuftex, or Mohawk carpet, we have it. Sheet vinyl, we have it. Hardwood, we have it. Also, don't miss our super cool window display and treats for all kids until Christmas. Walla Walla Carpet One, where we make beautiful affordable. 1611 West Rose Street at the Walla Walla Town Center.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Very entertaining high school basketball game so far. A lot of offensive effort, a lot of one-on-one offensive plays for DeSales. The Irish playing very good team defense and blocking out on the boards. They try to set a double screen for McClure. The Irish fight through it. Now down low, Morgan's on the baseline. Gets it out to McClure. Deep three won't go. Rebound tipped out all the way past half court right to Reese Loeffler, Liberty Christian coach, who tries to point back in their direction. The official says nope. So it'll be DeSales basketball with 44.6 seconds to go in the first quarter. DeSales will inbound with a one-point lead. Chase into Frucci. Frankie Warden, Tim Warden, Matt Meadham also on the floor for DeSales right now. Player to man-to-man defense. Chase is pushed as he dribble drives down the middle. The officials are calling it tight right now, which is tough on the man-to-man defense of the Patriots. And that foul's on Lesser, so he picks up three fouls in the first quarter. The Patriots have already committed six team fouls, and we're still in the first quarter. Ryan Chase will inbound right in front of the Patriot bench, right where he did a moment ago. 36.2 seconds to go in the first quarter, 27 on the shot clock. In the left corner goes to Frankie Warren. Back to Chase. Top of the key between the circles to Frucci. Frucci crosses, dribbles, gets to the foul line, puts up a shot. It rolls off. Rebound battle. Hoy and Warden balls loose. Miedema picks it up. He leaves it short. Connolly with the rebound. Matt Miedema just couldn't get it to roll in there. McClure the other way. Patriots down one. 15 on the first quarter clock. McClure with Frucci on him. Backing out near half court. Right on the O of Patriots. McClure gives it up to Connolly. 3 seconds to go. They've got to get a shot off. Connolly will fire up a three off the back. One nothing. Nice defense by DeSales. The Patriots couldn't get a good look. It was 15 seconds to do so. DeSales on the road leads 13-12 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Sales boys lead 13-12 after 8 minutes. Grant McClure for the Patriots has 8 of their 12 points. Needs missed the free throw. Irish are 1-for-1. Patriots are 2-for-2. In the corner to Hoy for the Patriots. It's an air ball right to Joe Baffney. Joe Baffney, Bobby Holtzinger, Boy Frucci, Tim Warden, and Jack Lesko in the game. Jack drives in, and he runs right into Hoy and draws the offensive foul. So Greg Pizzari, after the first quarter break, has two freshmen on the floor. Joe Baffney, a 5'9 freshman. Jack Lesko, 5'8 freshman. And Jack picks up the offensive foul. The Patriots have McClure, Conley, and Dunham, three players who started, along with Nathan Morgan and Isaac Hoy. McClure with it now. Tough shot over Baffney from three. Won't go. Rebound Dunham over Lesko. But then it's slapped away by Frucci and stolen by Frucci. Frucci on the drive. Collision with Hoy. Ball's loose. No foul. Conley's got it. He'll push it the other way. The 6'4 junior takes a left-hander in the lane. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Still being tipped. Bobby Holtzinger tips it out of bounds. Bobby had a chance to grab that and tipped it out of bounds. Well, I don't know. Ball's getting tipped by a lot of players. Bobby looked like he had a chance to grab onto it, and I think he knows it. Hoy gets the inbound pass between the circles, and now in the right corner goes to Dunham. Dunham to Hoy. Back to Dunham, and they play catch in the corner. Now with it, McClure on the left wing, dribbles to the top of the key, penetrates to the foul line, shot off the mark, won't go, rebound, Bobby Holtzinger. DeSales has done a very good job of holding the Patriots to one shot. The green shirts blocking out the white shirts. Bobby Holtzinger, a step back 12-footer, won't go. Rebound McClure. Quick shot by the Irish. McClure wants to push it. He splits the defense, scoop to the hoop, and scores it. Grant McClure, an open court right by the forest green jerseys for the lay-in. Coast to coast, 14-13. Patriots regain the lead. Lesko on the drive, cut off, kick in the right corner. Holtzinger, three on the way, out the mark, won't go. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by the Patriots. Little Jack Lesko in there keeping it alive at 5'8". He's generally listed at that. And Dunham at 6'3", tipped it away from him, but it went out of bounds. Lesko checks out of the game, and Matt Miedema comes in. So a 5'8 freshman comes out, a 6'4 senior comes in. They lob the inbound pass. It's stolen by McClure, and he'll lay it in. The Sales makes a mistake there. Baffney and Holtzinger couldn't get on the same page. And then Coy Frucci steps across the end line. The Sales in some trouble here to start the second quarter. They haven't scored. They're making some mental mistakes. And Grant McClure has scored the first 4 points of the second quarter. The Patriots lead 16-13. Andrew Leifert will come in for Coy Frucci. McClure will inbound it under the basket down to my right. Baffney on him. Now they dump it inside to number 45, who's checked in. They get it to Morgan outside to Conley. Conley, three on the way, won't go. Chase down the rebound. Dunham saves it to number 45. I'll have to get that number. I don't have that on my program. Now McClure with it. Good hustle by the Patriots. Their fans like it. Conley on the drive splits the defense, collides with Tim Warden, and that's a foul on Tim Warden. Who's 45? There we go. Figure out who number 45 is. It's David Bogan, who was listed as number 23. But he's 45. And so David Bogan, a 6-foot freshman's in the game. In the meantime, Conley is at the free throw line. They called it a shooting foul. He hits the first one. He's got 3 points. Second one's off the mark. Rebound, Tim Warden. Patriots lead 17-13. The Irish have not scored here in the second quarter. Holtzinger on the drive. Jump stop. Blocked out of bounds by Conley. Bobby drove down the left side of the key. Jump site right on the left. Jump stop right on the left block. Went up with a shot. Conley at 6'4". Swatted it out of bounds against the wall. Inbound fast and meet him. A shot won't go. Rebound going out of bounds. Saved by Conley to the Patriots. Patriots come the other way. Now Conley's got it. He's feeling. He dumps it down to Bogan. The freshman goes up strong. He's fouled. I'll tell you what. Michael Conley, a 6'4" junior who was not on the varsity roster last year, he's got some skills. And Bogan, David Bogan, a 6-foot freshman, will go to the line and shoot two. Each team now with 6 fouls. Bogan's first free throw is off the mark. The Sales boys now 2 minutes and 22 seconds. Got to do my math. 2:22 into the second quarter. The Irish haven't scored. Bogan misses both free throws, but McClure slices in for the rebound. He goes to the corner, then turns and goes back to the hoop, misses the shot. Miedema gets the rebound. Irish got a break there. Now Baffney with it. In transition the other way, all the way in the lane. Collides with a couple defenders, gets it to Holtzinger. Hill on the drive. Jump stop on the left elbow. Puts the shot, or the left block. Excuse me. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Holtzinger and Baffney hit the deck. Conley gets it for the Patriots. Now to McClure. A lot of hustle with the Irish. Not much production right now. McClure, step back three over Baffney. He hits it. 15 of the 20 Patriot points scored by Grant McClure, the 6'2 junior. Leifert on the tough drive. It's an air ball. Rebounded out of there by Morgan. Now to McClure. The Irish trying to survive here right now in this third quarter. McClure, shot won't go. Rebound, Dunham. Shot won't go. Rebound, McClure. Greg Pizzari's got to say, yes, he does. Timeout, DeSales. They've been outscored 10-0 here in the first 3 minutes and 15 seconds of the second quarter. Irish down 22-13. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, Greg Pizzari's tried a lot of different personnel here in the second quarter, and it just hasn't been working out. The Patriots, with Grant McClure scoring 9 second-quarter points, have really forged the lead. They kick it out to Leifert for 3. It's off the back iron. Won't go. Tim Matt Miedema keeps it alive. Gets the offensive board. Throws a wild pass in the middle of it. Stolen by Dunham. He did the hard part. Got the offensive board. And then just threw it wildly into the lane. Now got a whistle and a foul the other way as McClure puts the pressure on the Irish defense. And that's a foul on Frucci. Grant McClure is the most polished player out there. That is obvious. 17 points. And at the line to shoot 2 more. DeSales themselves as a team only have 13. McClure hits the first free throw. He's 3-for-3 from the line. Now 18 first half points. 23-13. DeSales boys struggling right now. Second shot is off the mark. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by Bogan, the freshman. But then his outlet pass stolen by Leifert. Now Leifert's trapped just as he comes across half court. throws a cross-court pass to Jack Lesko, who's in the game. Jack Lesko slips to the floor, but kicks it out to Frucci. Frucci, three on the way, won't go. Rebound by Dunham. Dunham gets it to Morgan. Irish still looking for their first points of the second quarter. Now to McClure. McClure goes strong to the basket, and he's fouled hard by Lyford. And Andrew challenged McClure. McClure will shoot two more. And he hits the first one exactly halfway through this second quarter. And DeSales has not scored in the second quarter after leading 13-12 after 8 minutes. But the Patriots have outscored DeSales 12-0 in this first 4 minutes of the second quarter. Drake Scott checks in for Tim Warden. And McClure hits both free throws. Frucci into front court, gets it to Holtzinger. Now to Miedema. Miedema dribbles to the right elbow, pass down low to Drake Scott. Has checked in, loses the handle on the ball. McClure's got it. Here he comes. Goes up strong against Frucci. Shot won't go. Rebound chased down by Dunham. Dunham to Conley. His shot's an air ball. Goes right to Lyford. Lyford double team, gets it away to Frucci. Frucci to the left elbow. Kick left baseline to Miedema. Wide open for shot won't go. Rebound tipped by Scott. Controlled by Frucci. Put back won't go. Rebound Conley. The sales guys working hard, but nothing to show for it. Down 25-13. Just got to survive this somehow. Dunham in the lane to Conley. Has it stripped. Ball's loose. Lyford ends up with a loose ball. Crossover dribble gets into front court. He's in the left corner. He'll shoot the three. Off the iron won't go. Rebound, Drake Scott. Drake Scott puts it up and in. Drake Scott gets the first bucket for the Irish with the three-minute mark of the second quarter. Irish down 25-15. Bogan in the left corner after look at Dunham. Drive baseline as they stand up and lean out the window. Now to Bogan. Now Bogan, the freshman, gets it to McClure. McClure, crossover dribble, gets by Frucci. And we've got a whistle. And we're going to call a push foul on Frucci. I thought maybe she's going to call palming the basketball. McClure, a one-man wrecking crew with a good supporting cast. Foul stops the clock with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Nine fouls on DeSales here in the first half. McClure will shoot the front end of the one-on-one and hit it. 2, 4, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 points now for McClure. 13 of their 14 points in the quarter. He misses the second one. Drake Scott with a rebound. And I think he's fouled. He had nice job by Drake since coming in. He mishandled the pass early, but then got an offensive rebound and the only bucket for the Irish moment ago. And now he gets a rebound and draws a foul and will walk the other way to shoot a free throw. The good news is Drake has got the Irish on the board. The bad news is he might be pretty far down the list of offensive threats for the Irish. DeSales, other guys got to find a way to get some offense going. And they have to somehow slow down Grant McClure. Drake's first free throw off the mark. Miedema gets the rebound, gets it to Joe Bathney, who's checked in, dumps it down to Scott, goes up strong and scores it. Drake Scott, all the offense for the Irish. Nice feed by Joe Bathney. McClure, crossover dribble right by Drafty, scoops between two other players. He's fouled. McClure is feeling it. They can't match up right now with the talented 6'2 junior. And the foul's on Matt Miedema. That's now 10 fouls on the Irish. Patriots are over the limit as well. McClure will shoot two free throws. He hits the first one. One, two, three, fourth trip to the line here in this quarter. Second free throw is also good. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of 8 from the line in this quarter. 8, 10, 12, 15 points in the quarter. Baffney on the drive, splits the defense, puts it up to the soft, won't go. Rebound, Drake Scott, who puts it in. Hits the Drake Scott show for the Irish. The silver lining in this big second quarter cloud. The Irish down 28-19. Morgan will fire a deep three. It's off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Andrew Lyford. Lyford, one dribble, gets it off to Joe Baffney. Baffney across the timeline now around Hoy all the way in, gets it to meet him up top to Lyford. Lyford wide open for three, off the iron won't go, gets his own rebound just inside the foul line, misses again, gets his own rebound, goes up strong, he's fouled, he got the bucket. So Andrew Lifford took three shots in that little sequence. The third one counts, took the contact, and he'll score. The foul was on number two, on number one. And Andrew completes the three-point play. He's got five to the Irish, and they're within six. Drake Scott getting the Irish going. Andrew Lifer with a three-point play. And the Irish have cut a double-digit deficit down to just 6 points, 28-22, with 1:54 to go in the half. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Grant McClure has all but five of the Patriot points. He has 23 of their 28. But Drake Scott, coming in off of Greg Pizzari's bench, a 6'3 junior for DeSales, has scored 6 points around the basket, one off a couple off of offensive rebounds, one off a nice feed from Joe Baffy, and then Andrew Lifford, a three-point play. So in the last 3 minutes, the Irish have scored 9 points and cut the deficit to just six. McClure with the ball right now. Daphne right on him. Now meet him and try to help. We got a whistle and a push foul. Well, Coach Greg Pizzari, the head coach, John Lesko, and the other assistants are going to have to figure out a way to do something with McClure, because right now nothing's working. McClure is first, second, third, fourth, fifth trip to the free throw line. He hits the first one. He's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for 9 right now in this quarter. 29-22 Patriots. McClure's second one is also good. I've got my second quarter box for him just about completely full. 30-22, Irish down 8, 1:39 to go in the half. Now Holtzinger up top with it. Hoy on him. Back out to meet him. Jump stops at the foul line, takes a jump shot, won't go, rebound. Lifer tries to save it, he will, but right to McClure, and here he comes. Baffney trying to shadow him. McClure pulls back from the foul line, pass right corner to Conley. Conley back to McClure, out high on the left wing, deep three, won't go, long rebound, tipped out of bounds by McClure. And it went off of Holtzinger. Okay, now the sales fans think it was off of McClure, but what I would say to our Irish guys, you got to block him out. He went by three green shirts to keep that ball alive, to get in the corner to Hoy. Hoy back to McClure. McClure splits the defense, dumps it for Hoy. Stolen by Lifer. Good defense by Andrew. Andrew's outlet to Matt Miedema. Miedema lobs it down low to Drake Scott. Has it knocked away, gets it to Holtzinger. Three on the way, off the iron, won't go. Rebound Miedema. Up top to Lifer. Andrew will back it out between the leg dribble a couple times with McClure on him. Spins on McClure. McClure stays right with him. He can play defense, too. Now they give it off to meet him at a Holtzinger. Holtzinger jump stop in the lane, bounces around, won't go. Hoy with the rebound. 41 seconds to go in the quarter, in the half. 30-22, Patriots with the ball and the 8-point lead. Hoy on the right, left wing, Holtzinger and Hoy collide, ball's loose. Saved by meet him, a control by Baffney. Kind of an awkward play there with Hoy and Holtzinger and the Irish end of the ball. Holtzinger drives in lane, puts it up and in. Irish back within six. 15 seconds to go in the first half. McClure on the drive. Cut off. Stolen by Holtzinger. Bobby comes the other way. Goes up strong with the left hand. Too strong. Rebound Drake Scott. He puts it in. Drake Scott, the man of the quarter. 8 of the Irish's 13 in the quarter. They come back from double-digit deficit to trail by just 4 at the half. Liberty Christian leads 30-26 at the half, but momentum on the side of the Irish as they go to the locker room. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's here, our biggest event of the year. Toyotathon is finally here at McCurley Integrity Toyota, and the deals are everywhere. New Toyotas, pre-owned Toyotas, integrity-certified vehicles. No matter what you're looking for, we got it right here in Walla Walla. We are working our hardest to get you, our family, into a new vehicle for the holidays. We will never let an out-of-town dealer beat our price on any new Toyota. We have the largest selection of new and used Toyotas in Walla Walla with rebates up to $4,000. Yes, rebates up to $4,000. Or get financing as low as 0% on select models. Clearance sale, red tag sale, super sale, slasher sale. They all mean the same thing. Our lowest prices of the year on all our new and used models. Walla Walla is Walla Walla, and we are proud to be a part of it. Do not miss your chance for massive savings at Toyotathon. Visit us today at McCurley Integrity Toyota or in the comfort of your own home at McCurleyToyota.com. Because when you're here, you're family.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us. Give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word. Peace out.
You boys. So retro.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com. Do it like
that. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. The Sales Boys down 30-26 in a wild second quarter. The Irish led 13-12 after 8 minutes. Then Grant McClure and the Patriots blitzed the first 5 minutes of the second quarter. The Sales did not score for the first 5 minutes. Grant McClure single-handedly had more points than the Irish had on the board. They were stuck on third. And then Drake Scott came off the bench for Greg Pizarro. And then a nice assist from Joe Baffney, the freshman, on a drive. And Drake scored six straight points. And Andrew Leifert got a couple of offensive rebounds, took some contact, completed a three-point play. And then Bobby Holtzinger had a bucket late. So the Irish, after not scoring a point in the first 5 minutes, Drake Scott scored 8, Leifert 3, and Holtzinger 2. So 13 points in that second quarter, outscored by the Patriots 18-13 in that second quarter. But it could have been a lot worse. The Irish took a one-point lead after 8 minutes. They trail by 4 right now. And it's the Grant McClure score for a show for the Patriots. He has 25 of their 30 points. We'll be back with a look at the schedule of upcoming games and recap the girls' game in case you weren't with us. When we come back, the Irish down at the half in this boys' contest, 30-26 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Columbia Basin. I'm going to make this super simple. I need to buy your car. I need to buy lots of cars. Kevin Smith here from Walla Walla Valley Honda, and our need for pre-owned vehicles is growing daily. I want any make, any model, any year, any mileage, everything. Whether you owe money on it or not, I'm interested in your vehicle. Many cases for the same amount you would get on the street. So keep it simple and bring your car to Walla Walla Valley Honda. In under 15 minutes, we'll make you a fair cash offer. So don't fix it, don't list it, don't wash it, and certainly don't make it hard. Find us at WallaWallaValleyHonda.com.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
We have a huge special coming at the Walla Walla YMCA. It's called Pay the Date December.
Pay the Date? How does it work?
To join the Y, new members only pay the date for their joining fee all December.
So on December 1st, the joining fee is only $1?
Yep, and the 2nd, it's only $2.
I get it.
Even if you wait till the last day of December, you still get a big deal. But don't wait. Come in early December and get started on your New Year's resolution. Don't let the holidays put you behind. Get ahead and join the Y this December.
For more information, call 509-525-8863 or visit www.ymca.org.
Do your personal goals include a comfortable retirement, paying for your granddaughter's college education, or leaving a meaningful financial legacy? Let D.A. Davidson help you prepare for your future, whatever it may include. Financial advisor Bill Fleener offers the experience and solutions to help you on the road toward your goals. When you're ready to create your roadmap for a strong financial future, call Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson, 509-526-5755. Bill's only goal is your success. D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we have 4 minutes and 18 seconds still to go in the halftime break, which is a total of 10 minutes. And Coach Loeffler already has his guys back out shooting around. Well, I guess when you've got a player like Grant McClure, maybe there's not much to talk about. He has 25 of their 30 points. He's 10 of 12, unofficially from the free throw line. But the Irish definitely finished the second quarter with some momentum after a rough start. The first 5 minutes not scoring a point, they score 13 in the final 3 minutes to cut a double-digit deficit down to just 4 points. And Drake Scott, 6'3 junior off the Irish bench, was the catalyst. 8 points in that quarter, working hard inside. So find a way to stop McClure, or at least, well, you're not going to stop him. Got to slow him down and try to keep him off the free throw line. That's the strategy, I think, that the Irish coaching staff is discussing with their players in the locker room. Well, upcoming games here during this Advent season as we lead up to Christmas. Next week, 3 games for DeSales. The girls and boys will be at Pomeroy Tuesday. Non-leaguers starting. Girls will start at 6. And then this coming weekend, Columbia Burbank and Tri-City Prep, both at the DeSales gym. Those are league contests. Then the Christmas break tournament, the Christmas Classic, Friday, December 27th, Saturday, December 28th. I do have the teams now, as I texted Irish Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine, and he got me the information. It's actually a split list of teams. The girls' teams will be Brewster, Grant Union, and College Place. Boy, long trips to Walla Walla for Brewster and Grant Union. Grant Union down in Central Oregon. Brewster up near the Canadian border somewhat in Washington. On the boys' side, it will be Moses Lake Christian, Troy, Idaho, and College Place. So the College Place Hawks bring their boys and girls cross town, and the DeSales girls and boys will match up with College Place on the first day of that tournament. The girls, if you weren't with us for the first half of the doubleheader, the Lady Irish led by 1 at the end of the first quarter, by 1 at the half, and then Tim Duncan's girls outscored the Patriots 36-16 in the second half to win going away 54-33. The Lady Irish dealing with some injuries, but they are 2-0 on the season, 1-0 in league play. The Liberty Christian girls fell to 0-3. 0-2 in league play. The leading scorers for the Lady Irish, Kenna Barato with 14, Leslie Arceo with 12. And I would say Leslie Arceo would be my pick as Dairy Queen player of the game. She scored 6 points and fouled out in the season opener against the Soton. She stayed on the floor, played hard, and Tim Duncan put her on Liberty Christian's girls' best scorer, Emma Reed. And Leslie shadowed Reed. She was all of their offense for Liberty Christian and made her work very hard for her points. And Leslie's hustle all over the floor defensively. And she also scored 12 points, scoring in every quarter. So Leslie Arceo, our Dairy Queen player of the game on the girls' side. Well, the boys are back warming up. We'll keep it here, share the stats with you. Well, for the Patriots and their 30 points, Grant McClure, 25, Michael Connolly, 3, and Aiden Lesser, 2 points. The only player to make a field goal in the second quarter was Grant McClure for the Patriots. They got one free throw from Michael Conley. So McClure scored 17 of their 18 second quarter points. He was 8 of 10 from the line that quarter alone, 10 of 12 for the game. The Patriots are 11 for 16. Scoring for the Irish, 2 for Coy Frucci, 2 for Bobby Holtzinger, 4 for Matt Miedema, 5 for Tim Warden. Tim had a nice start to the ball game inside, but hasn't scored since. 5 for Andrew Lyford and 8 points for Drake Scott. The 6'3 junior leads the Irish in scoring. The Sails will start the second half with the ball. They have the momentum at the end of the half. Let's see if they can keep it up. They're down 4. Holtzinger on the drive, kicking the corner out of Baffney. Joe on the drive, little tough right-hander, won't go. Rebound, Cochran and Miedema tied up. And that's going to be a foul on Matt Miedema. Well, let's see. We got one official's called a foul, one official's called the jump ball. And what Connolly did is he had 2 hands on the ball. Matt had 1, and Connolly kept yanking the ball away from him. And then to the official end of the basket, that looked like a foul, but the official on the sideline had the better view. Good officiating. Possession in favor of the Patriots. The Sails has Frucci, Miedema, Joe Baffney, Andrew Lyford, and Bobby Holtzinger on the floor to start the second half. McClure in the right corner of the ball. Double team, dribbles between his leg. Baffney and Holtzinger all over him, gives it up to Dunham. Can't let McClure beat you. Joe Baffney, the freshman, denying him the ball. They get inside to Connolly. His shot won't go. Rebound, Miedema. Miedema holding the ball high overhead. McClure up on him. McClure takes an elbow right to the face. And I think they're going to call a foul on Matt Miedema. And that's one of those deals. They're going to call it on. Okay, good. They're going to call it on McClure. Officiating is so conscious of that elbow contact above your head that McClure was right up in Miedema's face and took it in the face. So the foul's on McClure, his first. 7:13 to go in the second half. Neither team has scored. Irish on their second possession, working directly below my vantage point. Frucci at the right elbow, no room to shoot, gets it to Baffney. Drives in, hard bounce pass right through Miedema's legs, but goes out beyond the arc to Holtzinger. He fires a 3, backboard, nothing else. Long rebound's going to roll out of bounds near half court. And now we've got the officials pointing towards the Patriots. Little indecision there, but they got the right call. Frenetic pace here. The Sails taking some wild shots. Obviously, McClure is the most talented offensive player by far on the floor for either team. The Irish got to find a way to get their offense through hard work and defense to offense transition. They get to McClure. He fires a deep 3 and he hits it. And just a deep 3 for McClure. That's only his second 3. He has 28 points. 33-26 Patriots. Holtzinger drives in strong. Shot in the lane. He scores it. There's little to be left to be desired with the man-to-man defense by the Patriots. The Irish have to take advantage. They get it to Dunham inside. Ball slapped away by Frucci. Loose ball picked up by Miedema. Irish down 33-28. Frucci brings it into front court. Cross court to Lyford. Head fake on Lesser. Drives to the left elbow. A little fadeaway jump shot. It's an air ball. And it's going to go out of bounds. Andrew's got the moves. He just doesn't have the finish quite figured out. And there's a quick pass the other way to Dunham. To Conley. To McClure, 3 on the way, won't go. Rebound to Lyford. Outlet to Frucci. Frucci pushed in the front court and slapped away by McClure. Gets it back. Now Miedema's got it. Down to Lyford in the lane. He goes up strong. He's fouled. The Sails have done a good job breaking down the Patriots defensively. That's Lesser's 4th foul. Andrew Lyford will go to the free throw line where he's 1 for 1. The Sails just 2 of 3 from the line in the first half. The Patriots, most of them by McClure, went to the line 16 times. Lyford hits the first free throw. He's got 6. 33-29 now. So it took DeSales 5 minutes to score in the second quarter. They've scored 3 points here early in this third quarter. Lyford's second free throw is off the mark. Rebound Conley outraces Holtzinger to the ball. Now gives it off to McClure into front court to Morgan. He'll fire a quick deep 3 and hit it. Curtis Morgan hits the deep three. Boy, if the Patriots get another guy scoring, the Irish are really going to have a problem. But DeSales hanging in there. They're down seven now, though. 5:30 to go, third quarter. Baffney on the drive after getting the pass from Holtzman. Kick out to Leifert. Three on the way. He's got it. Andrew Leifert starting to heat up. He's got nine. The Irish down 36-32. Pass up court to Morgan. And flying over the top of him on a ball fake is Miedema. That could have been a lot worse. As Morgan at 6 foot, little head fake, and then ducked down. And that went right over the top of him. That's Matt's third foul. Tim Warden will check in for him. I still think Tim Warden's a guy that can do some damage inside on penetration and dump-off passes and offensive rebound. McClure set to inbound it. Patriots up by four. They get it to Morgan. Up top to Conley. Now swing it over to Morgan again. Now McClure's got it between the circles. They'll set up the offense. Morgan, deep three from the Heat. He's got it. That is NBA range. Curtis Morgan, the 6'2 senior, is bracketed. One from the left wing, now one from the right wing. Frucci on the drive, shot won't go. Irish down 39-32 after back-to-back threes from Curtis Morgan. And the missed shot goes out of bounds off to Sales. So the Patriots have the lead back up to seven. And they'll swing it over to Conley. Conley to McDonough. Back out to Conley. He hits a three. Four field goals from the Patriots from three different players, all three-point field goals, and just like that, they're up by 10. 4:41 to go, third quarter. Irish down 42-32. Holtzinger on the drive. Got a whistle and a push foul on Morgan. Bombs away for the Patriots. Leifert has a three for the Irish, so five of the six field goals here in the second half from beyond the arc. Two really deep ones from Curtis Morgan. Frankie Warden is checking. He'll inbound it to his brother Tim. Tim goes up strong. He scores it. That's where Tim can go to work. Irish down 42-34. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. First league game for DeSales. Second league game for the Patriots. They lost Tuesday at Kittitas. And there's an air ball three by Conley, but Morgan gets the rebound. Now gets it to McClure. Drives, kick out to Curtis Morgan. Morgan for three. This one won't go. Long rebound to Frucci. Curtis Morgan on him. Spotting up, he fouls him. The man-to-man defense fundamentals really aren't there for the Patriots. They're very handsy, and the officials are calling it well. The Sales got to continue to push them into foul trouble. They've got 14 fouls. The Irish have one. Frankie Warden inbounds to Frucci. He fires a three from the wing. In and out. Stays out. Rebound. Tim Warden goes up strong. And his shot's blocked by Conley. He hit the deck, but the loose ball picked up by Baffney. No foul called. Amazing. The life of DeCon to Baffney. Back to Frucci. Lob into Warden. Warden goes up strong and lays it in. Here's the foul call. Timmy Warden. Boom, boom, boom. He's battling hard in there. I like that kind of play. Timmy's got four in the quarter, nine for the game. And another Patriot foul. That foul was on Dunham, his first. I like the way DeSales just keeps working at it. They're sticking to their game plan. Timmy leaves the free throw short, and the rebound goes out of bounds off of his little brother, Frankie Ward. Frankie, the sophomore, Tim, the senior. Irish cut the deficit to six, though. They were down 10 a moment ago. Morgan up top to Conley. Three on the way. Open banks it. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Frankie Warden. Timmy and Frankie both had a hand on that one. Now Frucci into front court. Right corner to Leifert. Catch, shoot, three from the corner. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Tim Warden and Morgan fighting for it. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Curtis Morgan. Frankie Warden will inbound. Halfway between the top of the key and half court on the far sideline from my vantage point. Into back court to Leifert. Leifert with Nathan Morgan on him. Drives in, slams into Conley, and that's an offensive foul on Andrew Leifert. Andrew's very offensive-minded, and he got by the first defender, and then Conley was waiting for him under the basket. Andrew Leifert's second foul. Second team foul on the Irish. The Patriots have committed five. McClure gets a screen. to get away from Bathy. Now Frucci on him. The Irish doing a good job switching. McClure with it again. Drives down the lane. Jump stop over Warden. Puts it up and in. Grant McClure, 30 points. 44-36. Patriots up their lead to 8. They led by 10. Irish got it back to 6. Now it's at 8. Frankie Warden on the dribble drive. Kick right corner to Leifert. Open for 3. He's got it. Andrew Leifert now in double figures with 12. The Sails getting it going offensively. Grant McClure splits the defense. Jump stop. Fade away over Warden. He kisses the glass and in. That's just a good offensive player. 32 points for McClure. Frucci on the drive. Puts shot up. Won't go. Rebound tip. Goes into the corner. Chased down by McClure. Patriots will head the other way, leading 46-39. 2:25 to go in a quickly played third quarter. Right wing pass goes to Dunham. Dunham to McClure. Baffney strips the ball away from balls loose. Frankie Warren's got it to Frucci. Frucci scooped to the hoop with the left hand shot. On goal rebound, Joe Baffney. He scores it. Joe Baffney with the steal from McClure and then finishes at the other end. We've got a whistle and a stoppage of play. And so Joe Baffney scored it. He hit the deck hard. They wanted a foul called. So I think the one official thought a foul had been called. The three officials trying to figure out what they want to do here. Because Joe got the offensive rebound, hit the deck hard. I think the one official thought a foul had been called, but it hadn't. The Patriots inbounded quickly and took off the other way, but the official blew the whistle. So 46-41, nice sequence by the freshman Joe Baffney. He overplayed the pass to McClure, didn't get a hand on it, slipped to the floor from the ground. He reached up and knocked it away from McClure, which started a fast break the other way. Shot was missed. Joe hustled down, got the offensive board, and put it in. 46-41 Patriots working with the ball down the far end of the court from my vantage point. Morgan, tough. McClure shot over Baffney from 3, won't go. Rebound, Warden, he's fouled. Tim Warden working the boards. That's now 6 fouls on the Patriots. Nathan Morgan picks up his 3rd. So Lesser has 4. Morgan has 3. They need to find a way to get some fouls on McClure. He only has 1. 1:42 to go in the 3rd. Irish down 5. 46-41. They trail by 4 at the half. Baffney drives in as a shot blocked by Dunham, and out of bounds, they say, off of Baffney. I like the way Joe's attacking, though. He's just a freshman. Now McClure with it. 32 points for McClure. Now he gets it to Curtis Morgan, deep on the right wing, pass inside to Nathan Morgan. He slips and falls and loses it out of bounds. Now we've got, we got ball being inbounded. DeSales trying to substitute. Jack Lesko is going to come in for his freshman classmate, Joe Baffney. Jack, 5'8", freshman. So Holtzinger, Frucci, Jack Lesko, and the Warden brothers on the floor for DeSales. Now we have a stoppage of play. Now we're going to say timeout. Official says, okay, let's just calm down here. It's a 30-second timeout. I think what we have here is 2 veteran officials and 1 very inexperienced official that's getting coached up, and because there's been a lot of discussions, a lot of keeping everybody in position. We got substitutes coming the game while the ball's getting inbounded. It's a hectic, fast-paced game with very handsy defense being played by the Patriots. They've committed 6 fouls. The Sales has committed just 2. Nice, competitive high school basketball game featuring 1 very good offensive player, Grant McClure. 32 of the Patriots, 46 points. So the timeout is over. And Bobby Holtzinger will get the ball from the official, give it off to Coy Frucci. Frucci will bring it into front court, give it off to Holtzinger out front. Tries to drive by Morgan, cut off, jump stop in the lane, puts up a shot, won't go. Reeman, Tim Warden inside, puts it up and in. Timmy Warden, 6 points in the quarter, 11 for the game. The big guy, 6'3", goes about 220. He's ripping down the boards inside. They get it to Dunham. Now to Curtis Morgan. Morgan with Lesk on him gets it to Nathan Morgan. Morgan drives by Tim Warden. And then he's stripped by Jack Lesko. Jack, the freshman with the steal. So Joe Baffney and Jack Lesko, two freshmen, have steals. And scoring the corner to Frankie Warden. Three, it's an air ball. Goes right to Holtzinger. Misses it, gets it back. Misses again. Rebound Conley. Irishtown 46-43. Long on pass to Morgan. Cross court pass to the slicing Dunham, who lays it in for his first bucket. Rebound and a quick fast break basket. Patriots up 48-43. Now Morgan and Jack Lesko get tangled up underneath the basket. McClure ends up out of bounds with the ball. The Irish will maintain possession. Directly below my vantage point. 18 seconds to go in a quickly played third quarter. Irish down five. Frankie Warden will inbound it to the right of the key. Gets it to Bobby Holtzinger directly below me on the corner. He drives into the lane. Jump stop. Tries to find some room to shoot. Puts up strong. Won't go. Tim Warden fights. Keep it alive. Ball's loose. Frucci's got it between the legs. Clock down to 8 seconds. They get it to Holtzinger. Try to lob it into Warden, and it goes out of bounds. That was a tough pass to throw in there. Three white shirts had Timmy surrounded. 3.5 seconds left in the quarter. Frankie Warden will inbound it. Nobody open inside. Now there's finds Timmy Warden, who lays it in. Frankie Warden to his brother, and they beat the buzzer, and the Irish are within three. Warden scores 8 in the quarter. 48-45 Patriots. The Warden brothers hook up, and the Irish score with 3.5 seconds left in the third quarter. 8 minutes left. Irish down 3 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Honda's Pioneer 1000 side-by-side gets it right the first time in terms of comfort, handling, hauling, and user-friendly features. It's equipped with a 6-speed dual-clutch transmission that gives you the option of driving in fully automatic mode or manual mode via paddle shifters mounted on the steering wheel. And when it comes to muscle, the Pioneer 1000 shines, boasting a massive 2,000-pound towing capacity. So head to USA Honda, 1371 Dallas Military Road, and check out the 2020 Honda Pioneer 1000 today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Patriots came out and hit 4 3-point field goals early in this third quarter. DeSales kept grinding and banging. Tim Warden, 8 points inside. Andrew Leifert hit a couple threes, had 7 of his 12 in that quarter. The Irish outscored the Patriots 19-18. The Irish will start the fourth quarter with the ball, trailing 48-45. Bobby Holtzinger with it right now. Gives it off to Coy Frucci. Jack Lesko, Tim Warden, and Joe Baffney out there. In the corner, Jack Lesko hits a three underneath my vantage point. Had to stand up to see the little blonde-headed freshman drop it in. And the Irish have tied the score at 48. They kick it to Morgan. Morgan shoots a three. It won't go, and the rebound goes out of bounds. So DeSales a chance to take the lead on this possession. The first shot of the second quarter, or the fourth quarter, by Jack Lesko ties it at 48. And now Coy Frucci will walk it up. 7:25 to go. Jack's got it again. Drives in the lane. Goes up strong. Dumps it for Warden off his hand. Tip falls loose. McClure's got it. McClure gets it to Conley. Tied at 48. Irish are down double digits in the second quarter. Kick in the corner to Lesser. He fires a jump shot, won't go. Rebound, Joe Baffney. Two freshmen on the floor for DeSales. Two seniors, Warden and Holtzinger and Frucci the junior. Jack Lesko's got it on the right wing. Tries to drive on Lesser. Loses the handle, gets the ball. Falls to the floor, then knocks it off of Lesser. Jack did a nice job there. Lesser, the 5'11 junior, played the physical defense. Jack fell to the floor, had the presence of mind to just throw it off of Lesser's shin. And out of bounds with 20 on the shot clock. Trying to find somebody open. He's got to Baffney on the left baseline. Drives in lane, kick out top to Leifert. Leifert just checked in for Frucci. Kick it out to Lesko. Lesko drives in, kicking the corner to Lyford. Three on the way from the left corner. He's got it. Jack Lesko got a three of his own and now an assist to Lyford. 51-48. Irish have the lead here on the road in Richland. In the corner, Conley fires a three. He's got it. Conley's got nine. 51-50. DeSales leads by one with the ball. Jack Lesko cut off by Lesser. Gets it to Baffney. Kick out to Lifer. Deep three. Lifer's short on it. He gets his own rebound. He's on the floor trying to get away from McClure. McClure strips him. And we've got timeout called. Timeout called by DeSales. But McClure ended up with the ball. Let's see what happens here. Officials are going to discuss it. So what we had is Lifert on the floor. McClure and him were tied up. McClure yanked the ball away. Somewhere in the process, DeSales called timeout to try to save a possession. And they're going to say jump ball, no timeout. But I love the hustle for DeSales. The freshman players, Joe Baffney, Jack Lesko, making things happen. Tim Warden's had some big moments. Drake Scott kept them going in the second quarter off the bench. Andrew Leifert's heating up here in the second half. 51-50. DeSales up by one. 6 minutes left. McClure to the top of the key. Tim Warden on him. No room to shoot. McClure's picked up the dribble. Good deny defense. Pass tipped away by Lesko. Controlled by Holtzinger. Holtzinger, oh, bounces it off his foot and it goes out of bounds. Good deny defense. McClure picked up his dribble. Tim Warden at 6'3", wouldn't give him any room to shoot. Couldn't find anybody to pass it to. Lesko in the passing lane, knocked it away, but Bobby Holtzinger in transition, bounced it off his foot and out of bounds. Love the defensive effort. Love all kinds of effort for the Irish. Joe Baffney shadowing McClure in the left corner, goes to Morgan. Irish up 51-50 to Lesser. Lesser for three out the back iron, won't go. Rebound, Jack Lesko. Jack pushes the front court. He's stripped by McClure. McClure stripped by Baffney. The freshman versus McClure. McClure strips Lesko. Baffney strips McClure. And then he's called for traveling as he skidded on the floor to pick up the loose ball. Our Irish are fun to watch, folks. Competing very hard. Lesser inbounds to McClure, back to Lesser. They'll sag off him, now left wing to Lesser. McClure in the corner, dribbles the elbow, still in the dribble, palm the ball, splits the defense, scoop to the hoop, he scores, he's fouled. That was a little bit of an NBA continuation. First of all, he palmed the ball at the foul line. He took the ball from the left corner, dribbled around the horn, split the defense at the right elbow after palming the ball. Got fouled somewhere down the lane and then went to the left side with a reverse lane. In the NBA, that's a basket, but not at the high school level. But it is here tonight. McClure misses a free throw. Warden with the rebound. That foul was on Warden. They have him listed with four fouls. Now I've got a foul the other way as Lyford is pushed on the baseline by Lesser, and that'll be five on Lesser. Lesser's going to foul out with 4:59 to go and 2 points. Tim Warden's got four fouls. I only have him for... So number 32 for us has four fouls. Okay. Andrew Lyford will shoot the front end of a one-on-one here, and he hits it. Andrew's having a nice second half. He's got 16 points. Hit three second half 3-point field goals. The Irish have tied it back up at 52. Second one off the mark. Rebound tip controlled by Morgan. Drake Scott has checked in for the Irish. Tim Warden's getting a break. Frucci's in there as well for Jack Lesko. So Frucci, Joe Baffney, Holtzinger, Andrew Lyford, and Scott. Down low to Dunham, and he puts it in. Nice offensive set for the Patriots. They're back up in front 54-52. Four, seven. Baffney drives the lane, leaves it short. Rebound bounces off somebody's head. Holtzinger chases it down in the corner. Now Baffney with it. Sales another possession. Baffney slices through the defense. Now kicks out to Frucci. Up top to Lyford. Sagging off him is Bogan, the freshman. Lyford double between the leg dribble, shoots a three, won't go, rebound, Conley. Now to McClure, to Conley. Conley for three off the back iron, won't go, rebound, Dunham. Dunham backs in, kicked out to Conley. Three on the way again, this one won't go again. Holtzinger with the strong rebound. Loses the ball to Dunham. Dunham lays it in. Bobby just lost his balance and just threw it up for grabs under the opponent's basket. Irishtown 56-52. Baffney drives, can't find room to shoot. Kick out to Holtzinger. Three on the way, won't go. Gets his own rebound. Loses it. Saves it. Bounces off Conley to McClure. Bobby just working so hard. It's like good news, bad news, good news, bad news. He hustled in, got the offensive rebound, then lost his balance, lost the ball. And we've got a timeout call just as McClure, well after the whistle, hit a three. 3 minutes, 30 seconds to go. Liberty Christian leads the Irish 56-52 in a back-and-forth competitive game. We're going to take a break. Patriots with the ball and a four-point lead over the Irish when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Oh, I loved making meatballs at Grandma's when I was a kid. Let me tell you something. She was very particular. If you made your meatballs too round, she'd slap you upside the head and say, "Egg-shaped, Thomas, egg-shaped. Madonna, we know one of the meatballs to roll off of the plate onto the floor." Grandma's meatballs, best I've ever had until I tried a Fazari's hand-rolled meatball at Cucini. Their egg shape caught my eye, just like Nonna's. And man, are they tasty, the best ever. Delicioso Cucini, 960 Willow Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The sales is down 56-52. Michael Conley's three a moment ago was actually ruled a two-point field goal, but the Patriots with the ball and a four-point lead. McClure elevates at the foul line between three players and scores it. He's up to 36 points. Irish in the front court. Frucci left open for three. He hits it. Nobody came out on Coy Frucci. He hits the three. The Irish back within three, hit 58-55. Curtis Morgan brings it to the front court. Jack Lesko on him. Jack Lesko, Drake Scott, Andrew Leifert, Matt Miedema, Coy Frucci on the floor for the Irish. McClure, Dunham, Conley, Morgan. McClure, deep three, won't go. Rue Frucci with the rebound, taken away from him by Bogan. Bogan to McClure, got a whistle and a foul on McClure's drive. Boy, Bogan just ran right into Frucci, knocked him down, took the ball away. No call. It's been a challenging game to officiate. The foul was on Drake Scott, his first fourth team foul on DeSales. Patriots are over the limit. Irish will shoot free throws on all defensive fouls on Liberty Christian from here on out. The inbound to Conley. Conley trying to drive on Miedema. Kick off to Dunham, little five-footer on the baseline, won't go. Drake Scott with the rebound, and he's fouled. Drake Scott, the 6'3 junior, when things looked very bleak in the second quarter, the Irish had not scored for the first 5 minutes of the quarter. Drake came in and scored 8 points to get the Irish going, all on good inside rebounds, and the 6'3 junior now will shoot the front end of a 1-on-1. He's 0-for-1 at the line. Clock stops, 2:32 to go, Irish down three. Drake's front end of the 1-on-1 is good. 9 points for Drake Scott. Chance to pull the Irish within one here. 58-56 Patriots. Very polite and respectful crowd. Beat him with the rebound. He has it knocked away. It actually bounced off Collins' head. Kick out to Leifert for three. It's off the mark. One about dips out of bounds off the Patriots. So the Irish outworking the Patriots underneath the basket. Boy, it would have been nice for that three to go. Jack Lesko looking to inbound. Throws it out high to Frucci between the circles. The Irish will set up down by two. Now Leifert with it on the right wing. He drives to the hoop, goes up strong, leaves it short. Rebound tipped, controlled by Conley. He loses it, gets it. Now he's fouled. Miedema and Scott were both there. And and a nice move to get near the rim and just bad angle off the glass and didn't go in. And Nathan Morgan will check in for the Patriots. Bogan, the freshman, comes out. Bobby Holtzinger comes in for Jack Lesko. Greg Pizzari's done a nice job shuffling players in and out. Tim Warden, like to see him get back in there. 58-56, Irish down two. Inside to McClure, we got a foul on the entry pass. There's McClure now posting up inside. He's just tough to defend. He's everywhere. That time he's on the low block against Frucci. And Coy is generously listed at 6 foot. He fouled on the entry pass. That's four fouls on Coy. So Warden and Frucci each with four fouls. Irish now up to 16 fouls. They get inbounds. Ball's loose to Nedema. He steals it. Good defense by the Irish. They swing it to Leifert. Wide open for three. He's got it. Andrew Leifert, fourth three of the game. He's got 19 points. 12 here in the second, 14 here in the second half. 59-58, DeSales has taken the lead. 1:44 to go. Inside to McClure. His shot's blocked, but he's fouled. Miedema and Frucci were there. If it's on Frucci, it's on Frucci. So Miedema had the block, but Coy got him with the body. Coy's going to foul out with 1:41 to go in the game and 5 points. And the Irish with a one-point lead. But Grant McClure at the free throw line to shoot two. His first one is good. Ties it back up. 37 points for Grant McClure. Morgan checks out, and Bogan, the freshman, checks back in. Second free throw is also good. 60-59, Patriots. 1:40 to go. Joe Baffney will bring it into front court. Baffney at the top of the key. Now to Leifert. He'll fire the deep three. Got it! Andrew Leifert heating up. The Irish are up 62-60. McClure fires a deep three and hits it over Baffney. Wow, this is entertaining. McClure and Leifert going at each other. Leifert hands it off to Miedema. Miedema now to Holtzinger deep on the left wing. Holtzinger on the drive puts up a tough left-hander. Won't go. And we got a foul on the rebound. Drake Scott was trying to keep it alive, but couldn't do it. Let's see. Yes, it is. It's on to Drake Scott. Stops the clock with 1:07 to go in the ballgame. Irish down 63-62. Andrew Leifert has now scored in every quarter. 5 points, though, in the first half, but he has hit five second-half threes. 2 for 4 from the line. And Conley misses the front end of the one-on-one. Miedema with the rebound. Gets it to Joe Baffney. Irish down by one. A minute to go. Baffney drives in, puts it up off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Conley. Now Baffney steals it from Conley. Scott's got the loose ball kick out to Holtzinger. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound Matt Miedema to Leifert. Leifert will shoot the three at the top of the key. Off the mark. Won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Conley. We're down to 44 seconds. Boy, DeSales had several good looks, but couldn't get one to fall. Down to 38 seconds to go in the game. 25 on the shot clock. McClure's with the ball. And we got a whistle and a timeout. Liberty Christian, 32 seconds left. It's a full timeout. Patriots with the ball and a one-point lead when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Andrew Leifert, 17 second-half points for the 6'1 junior. And there's been a lot of guys that have stepped up for DeSales. Drake Scott in that second quarter when the Irish hadn't scored for the first 5 minutes of the quarter. Drake Scott comes off the bench, scores 8. Tim Warden scores 8 in the third quarter. And then Andrew Leifert has now scored 10 here in the fourth quarter. And the Irish are down one, though, 32 seconds left. The possession arrow is in favor of DeSales. Both teams are in over the limit on fouls right now. McClure inbounded. Gets it in the left corner to Conley. He takes it up in the air and then dribbled it. Whoa, Miedema was right on him. Awkward play. Morgan's got it. Now they hand it off to McClure. Daphne on McClure. McClure, tough eight-footer from the left wing. He's got it. That's just a good player making the shot. Now we got timeout to Sales with 16 seconds left. Now down 65-62. McClure came off a screen. Baffney tried to stay with him. The Sales help came from, I think it was Holtzinger or Miedema, but McClure elevated and scored it. He's got 43 points unofficially in this game. Now the Irish down three with 16 seconds left. Andrew Leifert's been a very good three-point threat here in the second half. 5 3-point field goals. And drawing up the play right now is actually assistant coach Eric Wood drawing it up. The rest of the Irish coaching staff waiting for the instruction. Leifert, Tim Warden, Bobby Holtzinger, and Joe Baffney are the five players sitting down right now. I like Warden in there. He's so solid on the offensive boards. So the Irish will inbound it in backcourt. Holtzinger will take the ball. Jack Lesko and Joe Baffney, two freshmen, are out there. Wow. In crunch time. And now the horn is doing its thing. There we go. We're ready. Inbound to Lesko. Jack in the front court with Dunham on him. Warden at the high post. Here comes Leifert at the top key. Morgan on him. Deep three by Leifert. It's short. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose. Jack Lesko's got it. Head fake. Gets it to Holtzinger. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Holtzinger step back three. It's short. And that's the ball game. The Sales got a couple looks. Both were tough looks. But the game is over. The Patriots defend the Holden court and win a hard-fought battle, 65-62. Very entertaining game. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Columbia Basin. I'm going to make this super simple. I need to buy your car. I need to buy lots of cars. Kevin Smith here from Walla Walla Valley Honda, and our need for pre-owned vehicles is growing daily. I want any make, any model, any year, any mileage, everything. Whether you owe money on it or not, I'm interested in your vehicle. Many cases for the same amount you would get on the street. So keep it simple and bring your car to Walla Walla Valley Honda. In under 15 minutes, we'll make you a fair cash offer. So don't fix it, don't list it, don't wash it, and certainly don't make it hard. Find us at WallaWallaValleyHonda.com.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Here we are in another commercial full of rhymes.
To tell you how Fazari's is keeping up with the times.
It's a whole new menu you will love to see.
Our sandwiches, pasta, pizza are now in HD.
Your complete satisfaction is still our mission.
But you won't see our pies in anything but high definition.
So be careful when you change the channel to your favorite show.
It might just cause you to head to Fazari's to dine in or a pizza to go.
Oh, boys, you make HD stand for hot and delicious.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and at Fazari's.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live in a nice scene during the break there. Both teams and the fans came out, made a big circle around half court area and a nice community prayer after the ball game. Great fellowship, great sportsmanship Nice to see. Very competitive, entertaining game. The Patriots come out on top 65-62 in this one. And it was close throughout. Irish led 13-12 after 8 minutes. And then the Patriots, with Grant McClure in charge, looked like they were going to blow the Irish out of the gym in the second quarter. The Irish did not score for the first 5 minutes of the quarter. Grant McClure scored 17 points in that quarter. But Drake Scott came in off the bench for Greg Pizzari, the 6'3 junior, got a couple rebound putbacks. He scored on a nice assist from Joe Baffney. Drake would score 8 points for DeSales, including their first basket of the quarter. Andrew Lyford added a three-point play and Bobby Holtzinger a two-point play. And the Irish closed the gap from double digits down to a four-point game at the half, down 30-26. The Patriots came out and hit four straight three-pointers to start the third quarter, and the Irish looked like they were going to be in trouble, but this time it was Tim Warden, the big 6'3 senior, pounding the boards inside, including a buzzer-beating two-point basket on an inbound play, assist to his brother Frankie Warden, who inbounded the ball. Andrew Lyford had started to heat up. He had a couple threes in that quarter, and the Irish actually ended up outscoring the Patriots 19-18 in that third quarter after the Patriots opened up with those 4 3-point field goals. So the Irish trailed 48-45 going into the final 8 minutes, and then each team scored 17 points. The Irish made 5 3-point field goals, and Jack Lesko hit a three to start the fourth quarter. The freshman tied the game at 48. Andrew Lyford hit 3 3-point field goals in the quarter. DeSales actually took some brief leads, but with a one-point lead and under a minute to go, Coach Reese Loeffler calls timeout. Of course, they set up a play for Grant McClure, but the start of the play, when they inbounded the ball, Michael Conley acted like he was going to take a jump shot. He actually left his feet. Matt Mita was right on him. It was an awkward-looking play, and then while he was in the air, Conley bounced the ball instead of trying to shoot it. Then they got it to McClure, who came off a couple screens. Two players still met him there under the basket on the left wing, about 8 feet away. McClure hit it to put the Patriots up by three, 16 seconds to go. Greg Pizzari calls timeout. They got Lyford for a contested three, couldn't hit it. Irish kept the ball alive. And then Bobby Holtzinger, with about 2 seconds left, a tough fadeaway three with pressure, and he couldn't drop it. So DeSales, the fight was there all game long. They actually made more three-point field goals than the Patriots, 7 threes for the Irish, all in the second half, 5 of them by Andrew Lyford, 1 by Coy Frucci, 1 by Jack Lesko. But the Patriots, Grant McClure, 43 points, just too much for DeSales. We'll take one more quick break. That'll give me a chance to wrap up all my totals, and we'll share those with you and name our Dairy Queen player of the game for the boys' side of the broadcast. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live to wrap things up. As the Sales loses at 65-62, Liberty Christian goes to 2-1 on the season, evens their conference record at 1-1. The Irish boys have lost two very close games to open their season. Lost to Asotin on Tuesday, 56-53. They lose here tonight, 65-62. They'll get over the hump. They've got a three-game week coming up to do so, to get that first win and get ready for two tough league games next weekend. Individual scoring for the Patriots. Coach Loeffler got 8 players in the ballgame. Only 5 of them score. 6 points for Curtis Morgan, who had a couple threes in the third quarter. Cody Dunham had 6 points all in the second half. 8 points for Mitch Conley, who got a couple in each quarter. And then, of course, we heard his name a lot, Grant McClure, the 6'2 junior, 43 points. He scored 8 in the first quarter, 17 in the second quarter, 7 in the third quarter, 11 in the fourth quarter. He had 3 three-point field goals, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 two-point field goals, and was 12 of 14 from the free throw line. Quite a player. For DeSales and their 62 points, Coach Greg Pizzari had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players get in the ballgame. 9 of them scored points. Great balance for the Irish. Joe Baffney had 2 points. Jack Lesko, 3 points. He hit that three to start the fourth quarter and tie the game at 48. 4 points for Matt Miedema. 4 points for Bobby Holtzinger. Bobby struggled tonight offensively. 5 points for Coy Frucci. Coy fouled out with a minute 40 to go. 13 points for Tim Warden, all in the second and fourth quarters. And then Andrew Leifert, 22 points, 17 in the second half, 5 three-point field goals, and 2 for 4 from the free throw line for Andrew. Free throw shooting was a big deal. The Patriots, of course, especially Grant McClure. McClure got there a lot. He got there 14 times. The rest of their players got there 5 times. McClure was 12 for 14 from the line. The rest of the team was 1 for 5. They shot 13 of 19 from the line. DeSales went to the line just 10 times and made 5 of them. And it's always tough to look at those stats like that in a one-basket game. They lose by 3 and shoot just 5 of 10 from the line. But a lot to be hopeful about and encouraged about for DeSales. Well, Dairy Queen player of the game, you know, the easy decision would be to say Andrew Leifert, who led the Irish in scoring with 22 points, and he did a great job and those 5 threes in the second half. And I'm guessing Andrew's going to have a lot of opportunities to lead this team in scoring and do some big things here with 18 games left in the regular season. But, you know, Drake Scott is the guy I'm going to go with because the Irish were on the ropes. They had not even scored in the second quarter. They were down double digits. Drake Scott comes in off the bench, a 6'3 junior, hits a bucket inside with 3 minutes left to go in the half. He ends up scoring 8 points in the quarter and kept the Irish in it. They got some confidence back. It's a team game, and his team needed some scoring, and Drake Scott came off the bench. Certainly an honorable mention to Andrew Leifert with the 22 points, and Tim Warden kind of did the same thing in the third quarter when the Irish were struggling. He scored 8 points inside. Leifert was heating up. He scored 7 in the quarter. So Drake Scott's our Dairy Queen player of the game. Honorable mentions to Andrew Leifert and Tim Warden in a losing effort. The Irish fall 65-62. To fall to 0-2 on the season. 3-game week coming up at Pomeroy Tuesday in a non-leaguer, and then home for 2 league games, Friday against Burbank, Columbia Burbank, Saturday against Tri-City Prep. I hope you're enjoying your Advent season. Remember, the drama production, Treasure Island, is still going on at Walla Walla Community College China Pavilion tomorrow, 2 performances. And you can check out the website for the times of the showings and if there's any tickets available. With that, I hope you enjoyed this doubleheader broadcast. We'll say go Zags. They beat Arizona tonight. Thanks for that information from my buddy back at the studio, Mark, even though he lost a candy bar to me on that one. So the Zags win, the Irish girls win, the Sales boys, an entertaining effort, but lose on the road 65-62. And congratulations to Leslie Arceo. She was our Dairy Queen player of the game on the girls' side with 12 points in that 54-33 win. With that, I'd like to thank you for listening. Please have a prayerful and blessed finish off this Advent season with Christmas coming up soon. It's a great time of year. And with that, we'll say enjoy the rest of your weekend. This is Mike Spies saying God bless. please patronize all of our great sponsors, and we'll send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.